love. Do you know that God loves you? That He has a special plan for your life? Through His Word and by His Spirit, this program seeks to expand and deepen your understanding of God's amazing love for you. Now, here's your friend and God's handmaiden, Mary Winchell.
Listening to music today, trying to hear the voice of God. And I played Phil Driscoll. And this one song always touches my heart.
Standing on the battle line, finding comfort in the water and the wine. And your armor still so shiny and so new, but you're dirty, worn and tired from the battles you've been through. Keep your eyes straight ahead. Help the wounded, and though it hurts you, leave the dead. Keep your weapons and your spirit at the ready all the time. Be of courage and conviction, hit the mark and toe the line. Down to earth, know that I'm proud of you. I know you've done your best. Let me give you peace, let me hold you forever. Yes, you are a mighty warrior, but don't forget. Soldier, standing on the battle line, finding comfort in the water and the wine. Know I am with you. I'll be with you. I'll see you through till the very end. Soldier, keep my flag from flying high. Don't let it fall in battle on the stolen little night. And above all else, this soldier, don't you lose your battle. My arm is fighting with you, and I am standing by your side. And tonight when all the lights go out, you lie down to rest. Know that I'm proud of you, I know you've done your best. Let me give you peace, let me hold you forever.
Yeah.
child.
We are warriors for the King. Not worriers. We are warriors. We're called to be soldiers standing on the line. No excuses. Ready for battle. Our sword is sharpened. We've got our helmet on. The helmet of salvation. The breastplate of righteousness. What's on your feet tonight? A soldier is ready. Oh. He doesn't forget anything. He's on automatic. He doesn't have to think how he's going to use his gun or where his shoes are or where his socks are. But he's ready at all times. And God calls us to be ready at all times. Thank God since 9/11 we haven't had another explosion. The saints have been on their knees calling all things that are hidden into the light. And how many plans of the enemy have been aborted because we are praying. It takes a war sometimes to drive us there. And sometimes in our lives it takes a child in jail. Or it takes an accident. Or it takes the loss of a job. But we will get there. To really believe that we can change history on our knees. We can change history in our prayers, whether we're walking, whether we're cooking, whether we're working. What is prayer? It's abiding in Him, totally in touch with the Father through the Son. Our life is a prayer. Wherever I go, whatever I do, it's a prayer. Christ in me, Christ in you, the hope of glory. There's no separation. Where I go, He goes. And I want to go where He goes. I want to do what He's doing. Do you? I'm not going to let fear have any part in that. Oh, fear of what other people think. Fear of failure. Failure, I might not be like so-and-so. He calls us each by name. He calls us, and He calls us because He knows the plan that He has for each one of us. He knows the anointing upon our lives. And each one of us are different. And God loves the difference. Not in competition, not in criticism. We criticize ourselves because we're not like so and so. And we miss the gift that God has placed in our lives. And then the enemy has won another skirmish. For we fight not against flesh and blood, but against powers, principalities, and high places. The battlefield is in our mind. Where's my helmet? It's under the bed. What did I do with it? I always lose it with my gloves. Do you have that trouble? I don't use gloves because I lose gloves. Why should I use an umbrella when I can't find the umbrella? I don't know where it is in Kingston, Poughkeepsie, or Albany. But dear Lord, let's not lose the helmet. We hear things in our mind. And as you're watching TV, do you hear the lies of the enemy? They're saying, we bomb Baghdad and showing to the world all these innocent people that we have killed. We haven't killed those people. But there are many that are going to believe that we did. Many nations, people in our own country. The battlefield is in the mind. We see something on television, we believe it's true. After all, look who's saying it. I read the paper and I think that's true. That's not true either. The Word of God tells me I will know the truth and the truth will set me free. Jesus is the truth, the life, and the way. What I hear and what I see is all muddled. God, let's pray. He will open up our eyes to see and our ears to hear. There could be 10 people looking at an accident, and everyone's going to see that accident differently. That's why we have Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. We can look at Jesus, but we can see him from 4 different ways, right? But they're all right. And sometimes someone will say, well, there's a contradiction here. There's no contradiction. They just all saw Jesus in a different perception. They saw a different side of the diamond. I can trust the Word of God, but I can't trust the media. I can't go up and down emotionally and mentally what I'm seeing on there. Sometimes we're moved by a telephone call. Somebody calls us and just wipes us out because we don't have the helmet on. We have allowed the enemy to get into our mind. They call it friendly fire. We have lost many saints through friendly fire. Many ministries have gone down friendly fire. Many families, friendly fire. The wounded are all over. Walking around, but bleeding on the ground. Friendly fire. How important what we think, and more important what we say. For whatever we think and meditate on, we will say eventually. I don't want to be collateral damage, do you? And I don't want to cause collateral damage to anyone else. I can be 100% right, but I can be 100% wrong in my attitude. God, give me eyes to see and ears to hear. And I rebuke the spirit of blindness now and any deaf and dumb spirit in this room. All that has hindered you, in Jesus' name, that you might hear clearly. That the muffling sounds in your mind would be gone. How many times have you heard with a spouse or a friend, well, that's not the way I meant it. I didn't mean that. And it's almost like the enemy gets between our relationships and twists words and causes fractures in relationships and fractures in business deals. We have misunderstood and we have been misunderstood. Misunderstandings in Baghdad, big deal. Miscommunication. Isn't that the key word, communication? Fire now. Hold your fire. I want to hear from headquarters. I want to hear what the commander-in-chief is saying. Not what the media is saying, not what my friends are saying. I want to hear from the commander-in-chief. I want to get the directions for my life from him. I want to walk in the Spirit, for those that are led by the Spirit are the sons of God. I want to hear my Father's voice. Most of the things in life we know we have to do. Have to clean the house, you have to fix the car, you have to go to work. But there's a lot of things in the middle we need to hear. God, let us hear rightly. Let us not be influenced by propaganda, what we're reading, what we're seeing, that we might be stable. not thrown to and fro by every doctrine. We need stability in the body. We need a soldier. We need a body of people that can fight together, that can love. And we won't leave somebody else on the battlefield. When our flyers went down, didn't you want to go get them? Didn't you pray, God, go get them, bring them back? That little group of mechanics, the one boy got baptized in the water the day before. God is there on the battlefield. And man knows there he's facing life or death. 18, 19, 20. Look at the span of ages out there. We've got them from 18 to how old? How old are some of our generals, right? But when you're facing life or death, they call it foxhole conversion. I don't care whether you call it jailhouse or a foxhole. You come to the end of your humanity and you know in the next 5 seconds, 5 hours, 5 days, you might not be here. Why does it take a crisis to get us there? We're driven by crisis. And yet we get in our cars and we go down 28, we go out 209, 299, and we think we're fine. And we never know 1 hour from now where we're going to be. God, let me hear your voice. I was in New York 2 weeks ago and driving through heavy traffic, and I had the opportunity to sit in the front with a cab driver, you know, with his lunch and everything. It was great. And I was trying to get a feel for him, you know, trying to see where he was with God. And he told me he was scared. He said, I have to go, my mother-in-law is sick, and I have to go to Rome next week, and I'm really frightened of getting on that airplane. And I'm driving with him, and I'm seeing what we're missing. I mean, there's humor here. We could have been killed how many times just going like 10 blocks? And I said to him, I said, God has kept you all these years, and he's driving like 7 days a week. I said, what makes you think he can't keep you in the sky if he's keeping you down here? And I'm thinking, thank God he's keeping me here while I'm riding with you. I'm riding on the suicide seat, you know? And he said, he puts his hands on the wheel. He said, yes, but when I'm driving, I'm in control. What a deception. Got in the next cab, sat with the cab driver, because there were, I mean, it went through four of us, so I had to sit there again. Of course, I got his ear, you know? And I told him the story. Oh, he says, that's true. He said, when you're driving, you know where you're going. And he didn't see the humor in that, or what word would you use, that he was alive by the grace of God, driving through that New York traffic, and how many cab drivers have gotten shot? A false feeling of security. If God doesn't keep us, where are we? To live is Christ, to die is gain. But to be driven by fear, you know what that does? He has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power. A spirit of power and a sound mind. And if I am walking in fear, I don't have a sound mind. I choose to have a sound mind. And if we do get a little tipsy, let us call a friend and say, grab me, pray for me. Let's get rid of this. Because God's grace is sufficient. And when I go in fear, you know what I know I've done? I've stepped out of grace. It's true. You get panicky. I mean, you can walk through the worst things, and if you have that peace, it's okay, God. And I can't give and you can't give what we don't have ourselves. So Lord, fill us up tonight. fill us up. Have you ever seen a war like this before? Ever? Living color. And the revolution, the ladies used to make little, the general's wife should sit up there in Saratoga and she could make her little tea table and she'd watch it up there. Even in the Civil War when it began, the ladies went out there and they had a picnic and they were going to watch the war. Well, that didn't last long. And now we can eat hot dogs and watch this. And there's almost a feeling of non-reality. You know it's true, but you don't know it's true. Is it really true? It's really true. I had some friends, they were in uptown Kingston, this is probably a couple years ago, and they saw these men walking around a building and they had ATF on, you know, the black, the guns. They walked right past, didn't think a thing about it, and all of a sudden went, oh, that was real. They were looking for someone. God is calling us into reality. The guns that used to be used, we have some vets here from Vietnam, Second World War, maybe your dad was in the Second World War, my dad was. You know what it is, and you know the weapons you had at that time. We've gone high-tech now. In a sense, it's good we're not blasting everybody with one thing. At least they're going in the window they want to go in and not taking out 50 other people. It's almost like a video game. And you can sit with your little button and press it. But the guy that's on the front, and he's got his gun butt, he's got his bayonet. He's got his knife. That's reality. Sitting back in a building, you know, with the computers. But the poor guy out there slugging it out in the blood and the sand. That's reality. There's a cost to every war. And the cost goes on after the war. And many men are bruised and wounded. After the war. But I know the healer. And I know the healer's in the house. And some of us need to up our ammunition. We really have to get our sword out and sharpen it up. Don't get caught with a rusty blade. A dull blade. God, give us the gift of discernment.
Amen.
Does the church lack that gift in most part? We don't know what's true, what's hype. We get sucked right into things and not even, excuse the word, pulled right into it. We come out and say, isn't that wonderful? And I'm thinking, why? Why? See ya. God is calling his church to reality. Because we can't fool with God. We can't play games with God. One thing about my childhood, I did grow up with a fear of God. And the fear of my mother. But I thank God for that. It's a rough way of learning manners, but at least you learn them. The awesome presence of the living, powerful, almighty Jehovah. The captain, the commander-in-chief of the heavenly armies, the angel armies. Is anything too hard for him? Does he have the biggest weapons going? He saved the British in the Second World War, didn't he? That was a miracle. That was a total miracle. He will save us again. For we fight not against flesh and blood, but against powers, principalities, and high places. Babylon, Nimrod, what demon from hell? And we went from Hitler, then we went to Stalin. It's interesting, those spirits don't die, they only recycle. Sometimes even in our judicial system, we'll have someone who, I don't even use like to use the term, but you know, repeats the crime over and over again, and he's put to death. Where did that spirit go? At least we knew where it was when it was in jail. They're just recycled. But I can notice and I can identify as I have a clear eye. As we're washed in the blood before Him, as we're forgiving others, as we're asking for forgiveness, as we're transparent, I can hear more of the truth and see more of the truth. Because I have not been self-deceived. And it's very, I don't put anybody down who has that spirit of deception. Well, they don't have discernment because they're deceived. And when you try to talk them out of it, you can't because they're deceived. So God, keep us from that spirit of deception. And many times we take that deception on because we want to believe something. Either we want to fit in, we want to have identification, we want to have friends. We compromise. And someone once said, we always lose what we compromise to keep. You'll always lose it. It might be a week, it might be a month, it might be a year, but you will lose it. Call it for what it is. A sharp cut is better than pulling and tearing. In love. And sometimes that's the most loving thing we can do. Cut it off. You're going to lose it anyway. Kavahita kiroso nisa kaviato kurabakira. Navase lukura basara yahi. Kavase elokumbariata arabasi siketa. For I would not have you concerned about those things that are worrying you. For know that I am moving in a new dimension in this time and hour. And those things that have seemed impossible, those things that you've been looking for, you're looking for a breakthrough, looking for a breakthrough, and you said, oh God, it's never going to happen. Kahito soroko kora sisiketo kora. For I am bringing many things to the forefront, and I am bringing many things to the surface, things that have not been hidden. And I will bring to the surface those things that are holding you back as you give me permission to. Can we say this, Lord, I want to be free? If there's any hidden sin, any inner vows we made, even when we were 9 and 10, that we wouldn't do this, and we judged our parents, we wouldn't do that. Any inner vows that have kept us from being all you have called us to be, we ask forgiveness. I want to be free in you, Lord Jesus. I want to be transparent. I want to walk in the power of your spirit. I want to walk in love, Lord. I need your compassion, oh God. For as you have forgiven me my sins, and I'm in touch with my sins, Lord God, I can have that compassion for others. We just break every nationalistic spirit, any spirit that has come through learned behavior from our roots, Lord God, contrary to your word and your spirit, oh God. Father, we ask for forgiveness for shedding innocent blood, Lord God. Oh God, forgive our nation and forgive us, oh God. Forgive our ancestors for shedding innocent blood, Lord God, and worshiping other gods. Oh Lord, forgive, Lord God, for stealing, Lord God, for adultery, oh God. We ask forgiveness for all the sins, oh God. Father, we pray for a purification of our bloodline through your blood, Lord Jesus, that our children and our children's children would be sanctified, saved, put apart for a holy work, Lord God. Children of the light.
Tonight when all the lights go out, you lie down to rest. Know that I'm proud of you. I know you've done your best. Let me give you peace. Let me hold you forever.
We hope you've enjoyed Mary's message. To listen to more messages of God's amazing love for all mankind, visit her website at amazingloveministries.org.